Here's Chekalura with Natural North Dakota.
Are you anxious to see the return of the ruby-throated hummingbirds? If so, now might be a good time to start cleaning up the feeders and setting them out, because they usually start showing up around early May. The ruby-throated hummingbird's breeding range is roughly in southern Canada, in the United States, east of a line southward from central Manitoba. They're often observed with their wings a blur as they dart forwards and backwards as they check out flowers for that all-important nectar. Upon closer observation, the observer should note that their body is greenish above and light-colored below. The males are easily identified by their red throat, which is lacking in the females. Ruby throats build their nests on a branch of a tree. The nest may be described as being around 2 inches across and an inch or so deep. It's made of thistle or dandelion down, held together by spider silk. The outer surface is often camouflaged with mosses or lichens. The female will lay between 1 and 3 tiny white eggs, about the size of a pea, and the incubation period is roughly 2 weeks. Hummingbirds are known to be fiercely territorial. It's common to occasionally see 2 males chasing around an area, particularly by a feeder. That's very little turf battle going on between the male that's defending his territory and an intruder. Putting up some hummingbirds or oriole feeders is a good way to attract the ruby throats. And planting some flowers to attract them is also effective. They prefer tubular-shaped flowers, particularly red or orange. A few plants known to be attractive include larkspur, columbine, bee bulb, and petunia. You may want to visit the website hummingbirdcentral.com. It has a wealth of information on hummingbirds, including a spring 2025 hummingbird sighting and migration map that shows the migration movements of hummingbirds as reported by hummingbird enthusiasts. And you could also report your sightings. I put links to Hummingbird Central and other information on hummingbirds, hummingbird feeders, and plants that attract them, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.